This is the personal separation faith statement from Cutting Edge. Their personal separation, they believe that all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are called into a life of separation from worldly and sinful practices and should abstain from all such amusements and habits as will cause others to stumble or bring reproach upon the cross of Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastical separation, and this coming from Cutting Edge, that the church ought not to cooperate or fellowship with any church involved with the ecumenical movement or with any church that places a greater emphasis on the social gospel than it does on the historical biblical gospel. So Cutting Edge believes in separating, and I would say you separate, have not cooperate or have fellowship with any works of darkness either, let it be the ecumenical movement or any other, or the Illuminati movement. Any other ecumenical movement, we would not want to work with them in a project at all, as Christians should not do. Well, when I watched the Secret Mysteries video, I had questions with Stanley Monteith being there and in it, and also some high-level Illuminati, such as Peter Dawkins, and we're going to go through the others. Barbara Aho will be going through the other ones. And so I sent I sent two emails to David Bay to tell him that we're going to be doing this show today, and that I was possibly not going to be selling his video anymore, and that we were going to be going over the people that were in his video as Illuminati. And so my questions to him were, number one, why would a Christian work with the Illuminati to put out a video? And the second question it would be, why would they work with you? Why would the high-level Rosicrucians Illuminati work with David Bay at Cutting Edge? That's a big question that we want answered. And then I asked him, last time when he was on my show with this video, we spent 2 hours going over Francis Bacon. And there is a contingent out there of those who can discredit King James Bible, the Authorized Version, and use Francis Bacon and Flood and others during that time to discredit the Word of God. And so during one of my shows, I asked him about that. And we're going to play that little clip here right now, Phyllis. If you'll play that clip of during my show a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, who knows how long, life goes by so fast, we were interviewing him about his mysteries, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And this is, he spent 2 hours going over Francis Bacon and saying Francis Bacon was, and his group were Shakespeare, that Shakespeare didn't really exist. And I had heard from my old pastor that Shakespeare was messed with the King James Bible, and so it could not be trusted. The King James Bible could not be trusted because of Shakespeare. So I bring this question up to David Bay, and we're going to hear that question somewhat and hear his response. Well, now, just let me stop you here with Shakespeare.
All of a sudden, my volume's not right.
With Shakespeare, supposedly he was on the border helping with the King James Bible, and supposedly his name's in Psalms, but it's not. It's a shake and then a spear all in one sentence, which is what some Southern Baptist preacher told me, the reason why we can't trust the King James Bible. Have you ever heard anything like that, David?
Well, the subject about the King James Bible, you know, and Shakespeare, you know, is pretty muddled. I don't think I'd want to, you know, comment on that. But I can tell you I can tell you for sure where the name Shakespeare came from. The Knights of the Helmet.
Okay, so that was our question there. It was muddled. As you could see there, the King James was not defended, and with Shakespeare and Francis Bacon and the King James is very muddled, and that he didn't want to go there and talk about it. The King James was not defended there, and that was a huge red flag for me, seeing that I know that there is a war, there is a terrible war for the true Word of God out there. And so I emailed him and asked him to respond to that. He called, you know, before I emailed this, he's not responded to this email. He might say he didn't get this email. I've sent it to him twice. He's always gotten my emails, always before. So he might say he didn't get this email. Because I wanted him to respond, instead of calling him, I wanted to respond in written form. So we'd have it, you know, documented. And then also we have it documented what I said also. So that always makes it easier when you're dealing with this kind of stuff. So after we had Barbara Aho on our show and did 2 days was Francis Bacon involved the King James and all about King James, whether or not he was homosexual or whether or not he was a Christian and whether or not his Bible can be trusted. He called and wanted copies of that. And he called me back and said, you know, Kelly, can you come to South Carolina? And I said, I don't know. Why? He said, well, because I've got this book on my shelf that no Christian, now I'm going by memory because it's not written down, that no Christian has ever seen. Or nobody, you know, no Christian, nobody has ever seen. I can't believe there's a book out there that exists that no Christian has ever seen. And that he's had it for a while. And that he says, and that I want to go through this book with you. And the first half of this book, if we spend a whole day going through it, the first half of the day, you will hate me, and it'll destroy your life. And then at the end of that little book, at the end of the day, you'll love me and hug me and say that this helped your spiritual walk and it's helped you immensely in your life forever. He didn't use the word forever, but, I mean, help. It'll, you know, my life will be changed completely by that little book. And so my question is what we think to be happening is that the Secret Mysteries is out to disclaim the King James Bible, to discredit the King James Bible, discredit King James and the Authorized Version as the fourth edition, and that this is the little book is probably about that there's a Syriac, I don't even know if I say it right, Syriac text that's Hebrew, New Testament in Hebrew, and that that's the true Bible. And ours is not, that there's no English version you and I can trust. And so, which I've heard other people say. So that's where we believe this is all going. And so, of course, we're going to try to take the air out of the balloon and nip it in the, you know, and stop it. And so, and help, so you don't get deceived and I don't get deceived. That this is not, that there, God is powerful enough to bring you his word in our language today. And the scripture I have for today is chapter 5 of Ephesians, and be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling Savior. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Fruit of the Spirit is truth. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And of course, one of the scriptures I used was, therefore, seeing we have this is 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestations of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And so, you know, those are scriptures are very powerful. And, you know, I believe that you can lose your salvation. This once saved, always saved, or once lost, always lost is Calvinism. And I don't believe in it. And I believe that if I turned back to my own vomit or turned and worked with the works of darkness, that I myself could fall from my own steadfastness. And so with fear and trembling, do I walk out my salvation and my responsibility to you as our listeners to bring you absolute truth 100% of the time as best that I can. And then when I do wrong, repent of that and say, whoops, this is probably not something that you need to see. You can see this, but you need to understand this Americans, the Secret Mysteries, need to understand where it's possibly going, understand that the people being interviewed in there are high-level Illuminists. And so to help, who's done extensive amount of research on this long before this video has ever come out, Barbara Aho, her ministry, the watch, www.watch-unto-prayer.org, watchuntoprayer.org. There's a link from our web page, and we sure appreciate all the amount of extensive amount of research and work that she has done in this on this whole issue of Francis Bacon, the King James Bible, and the battle for God's truth, for God's holy word. And Barbara, we just appreciate you being with us today on the Berean Chronicles.
Thank you, Kelly. Glad to be here.
Good. All right. Well, how did I do? I guess I told everything. Have I missed anything? Well, tomorrow we're going to play what ABC has done, what they're doing. Unbelievable. It's amazing all the containment and damage control that's going on out there right now with all the secret societies. It's amazing that this video came out. At the timing of this video is quite amazing also. So, I might want to read the whole letter that I sent David, just so the whole thing. This is what I said. I said, thanks for the invitation to come to South Carolina to see your secret book. But there is no way my husband will allow me to go, and I do not have a good feeling about it myself. I will be able to go over it over the phone anytime you want. I am curious that you have such a book of such importance that you're keeping a secret from Christians. I would have to blab it on the air the next day. David, I have serious issues with your video. The main one is that you teamed up with high-level Illuminists to make a video without disclosing it to the viewers. Why are you working with them? And better question is, why are they working with you? I cannot sell a video that deceives the viewer. I do not care that it is for a secular audience, but what does light have to do with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? There should have at least been a disclaimer by you on the video. When I interviewed you about the video, I asked you about the King James Bible and Francis Bacon or Shakespeare. You would not defend the King James Bible. Your response was very telling. Is this what your secret book is about? Is your video series about discrediting the authorized version? Big question right there. Is your video series about discrediting the authorized version? I will give you the opportunity to respond before I do any shows on this issue. And then, of course, I quoted the scripture I just read to you. And I said, also, David, I was very concerned with your response on Greg Siminski's show. I'm not sure he should go on Greg's show, number one. Response on Greg's show on how America should react with this information in your video. And it was a lot different than your response on my show when asked the same question. So, anyways, I said, I care deeply for you and Mary, but I will break fellowship over these issues. And so that is where we are. No response has come from the cutting edge, David Bay, because of that. And so, you know, this is hard. This is so hard. We've been good friends for a long time. And but this video had red flags all over it, of which I have to deal with. And that's just part of Christians. We can't let friendships or caring for others go above truth and standing on truth. Otherwise, we are in sin. Is that not right, Barbara?
That's right.
All right. Well, okay, Barbara. Go ahead and start on your information.
Hey, we all have to do hard things. And for the Lord Jesus Christ, he did hard things on our behalf. And I want to, first of all, there may be people listening who have not seen the video, have not ordered it. I'd like to tell a little bit about it, just as some background. I'm going to read from the Cutting Edge promo for it that's on their website. The States, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The Greatest Whodunit Mystery of the Past 500 Years, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings unfolds the fascinating history behind the founding of America and exposes the esoteric underbelly of its design. Why is Washington, D.C. built on the 77th meridian? Are the Revolutionary War cities really built in perfect alignment with Stonehenge? If America was founded as a Christian nation, Why are many of its symbols based on pagan traditions? There is no doubt that much of America's national heritage was Christian, but just as a coin has two sides, our national heritage has a second side, one based squarely on occult secret societies and their values. To find the answer to these questions, we follow the journey of secret societies from England to the New World and learn of their ancient hope to rebuild the lost empire of Atlantis. In the 16th century, Sir Francis Bacon was at the helm of the secret societies in England. When Bacon penned his classic work, The New Atlantis, he believed that America and Atlantis were one and the same. He outlined his vision for the perfect society, and some suggest the program he set forth has been the driving force behind the course of modern history. While he did not originate the concept, it was Bacon who articulated an ancient plan to be carried out by all the secret orders. As chief of the Rosicrucians and the first Grand Master of modern Freemasonry, Bacon sent his followers to the New World. A 1910 Newfoundland stamp with his image upon it reads Lord Bacon, the guiding spirit in the colonization scheme. Because of his influence, Francis Bacon is considered by some to be the real and true founder of America. For centuries, controversy has surrounded this figure, who is said to be the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I and secret author of Shakespeare, the Shakespeare plays. The man whom Thomas Jefferson considered one of the three most influential men in history. Is it possible that Bacon's vision guides America today? Where the Da Vinci Code meets national treasure, learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure. Find out why some believe that from ancient times, America has been chosen to fulfill a secret destiny. And the video, of course, highlighted Francis Bacon and his New Atlantis, the probability that he was the author, the ghostwriter for the Shakespearean, the works of Shakespeare. And I'd like to just say a few words about the speakers in this video, the cast of characters. These were high-level Rosicrucians, Peter Dawkins, and Lewis Buff Perry, and then the rest of the men were supposedly Christians, Stan Monteith, Bill Schneblin, Ian Taylor, and William Still. Now, I just wanted to give a little biographical information about these men because this was not given in the video, and as Kelly said, it should have been. Stan Monteith is a member of the Council for National Policy. The Council for National Policy, we have a huge report on this organization, which is basically the policy-making body and the funding conduit for the Christian right. The Council for National Policy was founded by some of the early board members were members on the Council on Foreign Relations. And it has connections. It's a 500-plus member body with connections to every secret society and cult and Sun Yung Moon. So this is a very mixed bag, and Stan Monteith is a member of this body. He also is a host on the Radio Liberty network. Now, Radio Liberty historically has been a front it was founded by Reinhard Gehlen, who was the head of Hitler's spy network in Europe. He was in charge of, I believe, Russian intelligence. And Radio Liberty was a front for smuggling Nazi emigres into the United States. Now, Stan Monteith, Bill Schneblin was a former Illuminist, Satanist, Knight Templar. Other things, I don't have the whole bio in front of me. On this video, you will see very hidden, Bill Schneblin is wearing a Jewish skull cap. In another video that is promoted and sold by Cutting Edge, Russia's secret weapon to defeat America, he is openly wearing a Jewish skull cap, which opens up the question, is Bill Schneblin a Christian or Jewish? And if he's, and is he still a Knight Templar? Because the Knights Templars were Jews. Okay, Ian Taylor was the head of Christian, he's the founder of Creation Moments Incorporated, from 1974 to 96. He worked with David Maines, who is an apostate evangelical up in Canada. His organization, Creation Moments, promotes the concept of intelligent design, which I believe is connected with the Bible codes. Now, Peter Dawkins is a high-level Rosicrucian. He's the head of the Francis Bacon Research Trust, which was identified in David Bay's video. I have four of his books. In his books, he expresses his gratitude to the Rosicrucian Order, the AM, the ancient, I don't know what the initials stand for right off, but it's the AMORC out there in California, but it is the headquarters of the Rosicrucian Order. And this man has written an awful lot on Francis Bacon, but also the Rosicrucian doctrine. He has to be a high-level Illuminist. And Lewis Buff Perry it has connections to the Priory of Sion, and I'm going to go into that as I move along in this expose. William Still was a former newspaper editor and publisher. He's written for USA Today, Saturday Evening Post, the Los Angeles Times Syndicate, Omni Magazine, and he's also been a radio producer. So I want to just give a few quotes, quote these men, some of what the statements they made on this video, Secret Mysteries. Keep in mind that this video, the purpose of the video is to show that the United States was not founded by Christians, that it was not founded as a Christian nation by the Freemasons. Okay, Stan Monteith said two versions of the founding of America as a Christian nation. I'm paraphrasing what he said. I'm sorry. There are two versions of the founding of America, that America was founded as a Christian nation and that it was founded as an occult nation. There are two parallel forces here in America. Until you understand that, you can't understand anything in the world today. And then he said, many of the founding fathers were involved in Freemasonry, but were not dedicated to the esoteric principles of Freemasonry and were strong Christians. Now, Bill Schneblin said many of the men in the Continental Congress and signers of the Declaration of Independence were Masons, but underneath them there was this vast horde of people who were biblical Christians. It really doesn't bother me that Freemasons controlled the United States government because so many were Christians. And it seemed that all of these so-called Christian speakers agreed that George Washington was not involved in Freemasonry for the last 30 years of his life. Now, you can read George Washington's correspondence with the Masonic lodges, which is on our website, and see that he was indeed involved with the Freemasons. And if you don't believe that, then there is a monument, a memorial museum in Washington, D.C., called the George Washington Masonic National Memorial. This is an entire museum devoted to George Washington, showing his involvement. In fact, he was the Grand Master of the Arlington Lodge. And this monument has all kinds of evidence that George Washington was involved with the Freemasons during his tenure as president. Now, Bill Schneblin also makes the statement that the official start of modern Masonry was in 1717 in London, and that all English-speaking lodges precipitated out of the United Grand Lodge of England, and that all American lodges and Grand Lodges owe their warrants and allegiance to the United Grand Lodge of England. Now, this is a major part of the deception to portray England as the headquarters of the secret societies worldwide, because all Masonic lodges came under, and probably, well, B'nai B'rith was started around 1843, but all Masonic lodges worldwide came under the control of B'nai B'rith in 1874. And I'm just going to read a little bit of a speech that was given at a meeting of the B'nai B'rith by the decree of September 12, 1874, which confirmed a treaty signed by Armand Levi for the Jewish B'nai B'rith of America, Germany, and England, and the supreme authority of Charleston Albert Pike, authorized the Jewish Freemasons to form a secret federation functioning side by side with the ordinary lodges. Gives the name of this secret society. Under the terms of this document, Jewish Masonry, unlike Gentile Masonry, was not to be graded. Its members were exempt from belonging to any other official right. And the secret of its existence was to be most strictly kept by those members of High Masonry who had been informed by the supreme dogmatic directory of its existence. And in other words, Jewish Masonry and the B'nai B'rith were put over the Gentile Freemasonry without the Gentile Masons knowing it. And Albert Pike was a part of this plan. So to say that that American Masonic lodges were answerable to the United Grand Lodge of England is misinformation, is disinformation. Okay, going back to these speakers, Ian Taylor of Creation Moments made the statement that George Washington didn't know the truth about Freemasonry, and he said a lot of other things, but that's just one of them. Okay, the narrator of this video, I didn't catch who that was, but since David Bay is the producer of it, I assume that he had a part in the narration of it. The narrator made the statement that Ben Franklin was known as Agent 72 and also as Moses. Now, they did make the statement that Agent 2, they talked about British intelligence, the Hellfire Club in Great Britain being a part of, being at like a location for British intelligence agents to gather. And that it was created by John Dee and Francis Bacon during the reign of Elizabeth I, ostensibly to protect her. But this agent 72 and the name of Moses that they give to Benjamin Franklin. Oh, what they said was that Benjamin Franklin was given the name of Moses because he led America out of the bondage to King George III of England. And we're going to see as we go on that this is deflecting from the Jewish aspect of the conspiracy, the Jewish nature of the conspiracy. Moses led the Jews out of bondage to Egypt, and Benjamin Franklin was probably called Moses because he was part of this conspiracy of the Priory of Sion, and that another point that was not made in this video was that this New Atlantis, the New World, was founded as an interim homeland for the Jews. And we have done a large report about that on our website called Death of the Phoenix, which the listeners can read. But this matter of Agent 52, Agent 72, Agent 72, they don't give a reason for, but I believe it was because the Jewish Sanhedrin had 72 rabbis. Much of this video is really disinformation. They portray the Great Britain as the headquarters of British Freemasonry, whereas the headquarters for all secret societies worldwide, when in fact the headquarters for all secret societies worldwide is in Paris, and it's the Priory of Sion, or the Learned Elders of Zion of the 33rd degree. So much of the information in this video is to deflect recognition of the fact that there is a conspiracy of the Synagogue of Satan. Now, this is not a Jewish conspiracy per se, because all Jews are not involved in it, but there is within Jewry a Kabbalistic elite of Jews that the Bible refers to as the Synagogue of Satan. And I'm going to give a little bit of the background of that, of the Priory of Sion. But I just want to go through some of these statements by the people in the video. Well, maybe I'll stop there with these statements and just back up a little bit. What I really wanted to do was to show how the Rosicrucian agenda derives from Gnosticism and what the gospel according to the Rosicrucians and the Gnostics really is. And to show that David Bay's video is part of destroying the old order, what Freemasons call creating chaos in order to bring order out of it. But the Gnostics believe that Lucifer is God. They believe that Lucifer and God were co-creators of the world. They believe that Lucifer was the good God and Adonai was the evil God, that he was an evil demiurge. And I'm just going to quote Albert Pike's instructions to the 23 Supreme Councils of the world. He stated, yes, Lucifer is God, and unfortunately, Adonai is also God. Lucifer, the God of light and God of good, is struggling for humanity against Adonai, the God of darkness and evil. And we recently heard about the Gospel of Judas documentary on TV. And the Gospel of Judas begins the secret account of the revelation that Jesus spoke in conversation with Judas Iscariot. And in this gospel, Jesus tells Judas that the world was created very differently than the account that is given in Genesis. And Jesus says in this gospel, an evil god named Nebro rules the lower world of humans. Now, Gnosticism is based upon a radically different view of creation than is found in Scripture. In the Gnostic view, Adam was originally created a light body, a spark of the divine essence. He was a pure spirit. He did not have a body. And in his original perfect state, he was called Adam Kadmon, or the heavenly Adam. He was not male, but he was male-female and androgynous. And in time, this first Adam, the heavenly Adam, became attracted to the material world. He became incarnated into matter. And this is their interpretation of the fall of man, that Adam fell from the spirit realm into matter and was trapped in matter, and that all of his descendants became trapped into matter. And when Adam fell, he was divided into two sexes, which took on material bodies, and this was Adam and Eve. And the result of Adam's fall into the material realm, all of mankind is now trapped. And this is why Lucifer approached Eve in the Garden of Eden. He offered her a way of escaping her entrapment in matter. And in order to do this, Eve only had to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God had forbidden. Of course, she and Adam did this. Gnostics believe that Adam and Eve actually did receive enlightenment from Lucifer, but that this evil demiurge who had co-created the world with Lucifer came upon the scene and punished Adam and Eve by forcing them out of the Garden of Eden. So this is to prevent Adam from becoming immortal, taking from the tree of life and becoming immortal. So ever since this creation account, that Lucifer has been in a battle with God for the possession of planet Earth, and he's still offering enlightenment to those who want to escape this evil world that the evil demiurge has created. And this is basically why the Freemasons believe that they have to destroy the old order, because an evil demiurge created this order, and they have taken it upon themselves to destroy every facet of the old order, to bring down governments, to bring down Christianity, anything that God created and has ordained, such as he has ordained governments today. They have dedicated themselves through the ages to destroying that old order. And I want to show how this video, Secret Mysteries, is actually a part of this demolition crew of destroying the old order. Now, if in the mind of the Rosicrucians, if God is Satan, then Jesus Christ is Beelzebub, and Christianity is satanic, and Christians are therefore Satanists. And I believe that this is what this video series is about, proving that this is a setup to prove that Christianity is evil, that the Christian Bible is evil. And but I'm getting ahead of myself. Now
And we're about to run. We got 2 minutes left here, Barbara. In this hour, we have 2 minutes left. And boy, that's a huge statement there. Saying that that video is that this video from Cutting Edge Ministries, the Mysteries of the Secrets Foundings of America, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, is out there to help get rid of the old order and bring in the new order. That it's going to help the new world order, the rise of the Antichrist. You're going to spend the next hour proving it to us, right?
That's right.
Okay, because that's, you know, that's huge. We've been I got an email from a listener, which was sweet. She said, "God bless you. I'm so proud of you. Today, when you decide to remove your support from items that you cannot support, stirred my heart. It reinforces my heart for God. Taking David Bay video off was astounding. I did buy the video and was surprised when Barbara Aho mentioned about Dawkins. She is blessed to know and helped us discern these things. I cannot even tell you how much your ministry means to me. Keep up the work you and Phyllis and everyone else are doing. God bless." And so, it's difficult. I am offering it. Anybody wants to see the video to see what Barbara is saying about it, that's fine. And we're not going to be selling it as something you need to see to learn. But we see that there's some disinformation in it. Number one, our big question is why are the high-level Illuminati Rosicrucians working with the Cutting Edge? And that's a big question. Why? What does Christ have to do with Belial? What do Christians have to do with the works of darkness? We are to separate and be separate from them and expose them. And that's what we're doing today. And we are out of time. We're going to be back in 2 minutes with Barbara Aho and going over her expose of this video, Secret Mysteries, and the plan of the Rosicrucians in this world and their plans for their new world order and the rise of the Antichrist. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more of the Berean Chronicles. Praise the Lord and good afternoon, saints and good Bereans out there. This is Kelly McGinley, your host with the Berean Chronicles, coming to you live from Mobile, Alabama, where we're trying to tear up the coast with the truth. The truth, of course, comes from only one, God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and through to us in our English version, the authorized version, the King James Bible, which is what we stand on as absolute truth in the world today. It doesn't come from within us. It comes from within the Word of God. And as the Lord Jesus magnifies His Word above His name, and the grass withers and the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever. God is powerful enough to make sure He brought you a true Word, in English Bible for you to read, and so today we stand on this. And this is where we stand on every day, and that is our job, to defend the Word of God, the true Word, to expose false versions of the Word of God, to expose any conspiracy out there to destroy God's Word, which there's been one, and which we've seen ever since Genesis, when Satan said, "Hath God really said?" to Eve, and so that battle's been going on a long, long time. We've got Barbara. We played for you Monday and Tuesday interviews with Barbara A. Hoan, Francis Bacon, and the King James, and conspiracy out there to discredit the King James Bible. We're going to be getting into that a little bit more today. We appreciate all of our new listeners that have just come on stream online with us from WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, shortwave 9.975 on the shortwave dial. Appreciate having y'all with us today, y'all. This is Kelly, Mobile, Alabama. The president was in Alabama today. We're always in the news, aren't we? He was in yesterday, I guess it was, Tuskegee. He went to that place where they did a huge, horrifying experiments on blacks. Not the first time they've done horrifying experiences, but he's up there hugging on them like he really cares about them. And I can tell you, he doesn't. But he was up there hugging on them, helping Riley, the governor, I guess, in his campaign. Well, folks, we sure appreciate Frank at the American Voice Radio Network for picking up the Brian Chronicles and putting us out live over the on his C-band satellite, Galaxy 11, transponder channel 12, audio 8.1. And we appreciate all of our broadcast stations that pick us up live these 2 hours, and, of course, and especially In Time Radio that puts us out 2 hours live, and also all of our micro broadcast stations, and especially Daryl in Central Alabama, 89.7 on the FM dial. And we're just proud now to be going out on the shortwave radio. Those who are on shortwave, we replay this show in the first hour that you missed 24 hours a day via our webpage, theBereanChronicles.com. There's also a phone bridge up for you to hear the first hour every day, or hear all hours. And the phone bridge is free if you have unlimited long distance on your call plan. And the number is 712-580-1100, 712-580-1100. The secret code is 97524#, 97524#. And I mean, it's not an 800 number. It's not a free call. And so if you pay by the minute, then that'll be an expensive bill, 2 hours. But if you get unlimited long distance, you can listen to it without a huge cost to you. Today we're still offering, the last 2 days, offering 10% off our Berkey water filter systems. You must own your own filter system to enjoy the most delicious, freshest, healthiest drinking water possible. Being a temple of the Holy Spirit, you must take very good care of yourself. It's a sad thing I see today. Our Christians are in bad physical health. Do not exercise, eat right, drink plenty of water, and take care of themselves as best as possible, even though you're being exposed to chemtrails or whatever. Berkey water filters are one of the best ways to make sure you're getting clean, pure water into your body. It removes all pathogenic bacteria, parasites, chemicals, and it's convenient to use, it's economical, it's powerful, treats raw, untreated lakes and streams, and it's easy to use, comes in many different sizes that fit your particular needs, and it has a proven history. And so we are now offering 10% off this week off the Berkey water filters. And so hopefully you'll give us a call on our 800 number. That is a free number, 866, not to us though, 866-273-8253. That's 866-273-8253. Folks, today, the scripture I had for today earlier, if you're online that you missed, let me just read a couple little things. Be ye therefore not partakers with them, as children of disobedience. For we were sometimes darkness, but we are now ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And in Second that's chapter 5 of Ephesians. 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, but handling the word of God, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestations of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And of course, in my conscience, as it lines up with what I do on this talk show every day, to bring you as best that I know how, to the best truth that I can. And if I have promoted things that aren't 100% what you need to know, unless I do it with a disclaimer, I need to bring that and repent. And we've done shows, several of them recently, on this video by Cutting Edge, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And yes, lots of good information in it, but there was some disinformation in it. And there was also high-level Illuminati in this video as teachers in the video, and who were being interviewed. And so that was not told to us. Here we're doing a show about secret societies, and yet we don't even disclose the secret societies of the members who are being interviewed in the video. I sent a letter. David Bade, we've been friends for a long time, but I do break fellowship with, I have no fellowship with works of darkness. I don't line up with the Illuminati to do Illuminati videos. And so, or sell them on my webpage. We do have a few here. We have about 10 here left in our studio. And anybody who wants a copy of it, we'll be happy to, you know, sell it to you. But we're taking it off our bookstore along with Brotherhood of Darkness. And anyone else we know that are members of secret societies, definitely. It's quite amazing. We've been going over this for the first hour, and I do recommend those who are listening shortwave to somehow listen to the first hour, because you've missed quite a bit. One of the main things, this was the letter I sent to David Bay at Cutting Edge, the producer of this video. Thanks for the... one of the things that you might have missed the first hour was David had invited me to South Carolina to review a book that he has on the shelf that no other Christian in America in the world ever has seen, possibly. And I declined to go. So this is what I wrote. And I said, thanks for the invitation to come to South Carolina to see your secret book. But there is no way my husband will allow me to go, and I do not have a good feeling about it myself. I will be available to go over it on the phone anytime you want. Wait, let me interrupt my speech. He had said that this book would destroy my life the first half. At the end of the day, that I would be thankful and my spiritual walk with the Lord would be completely changed. Okay, and that's what this little book was going to do for me. It caused me to go through extreme emotions of hate and anger and then love. Okay, and then that's what that little book was going to do for me. I said, I will be able to go over that little book anytime you want. I'm curious that you have such an important book that you're keeping a secret from Christians. I would have to blab about it the next day on my show. David, I have serious issues with your video. The main one is that you teamed up with high-level Illuminati to make a video without disclosing it to your viewers. First question is, why are you working with them? And a better question is, why would the high-level Illuminatis want to work with you? I cannot sell a video that deceives the viewer. I do not care that it is for a secular audience. What does light have to do with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? And there should have been at least a disclaimer by you on the video. When I interviewed you about the video, I asked you about the King James Bible and Francis Bacon, and you did not defend the King James Bible. Your response was very telling. Is this what your secret book is about? Is your video series about discrediting the authorized version, the King James Bible? And I will give you the opportunity to respond. I sent this email to him twice, and he's always gotten all my other videos. Another thing I had was, David, I was concerned about your response on Greg Saminsky's show on how America should react with this information in your video, which was a lot different than your response on my show with the with pretty much the same question. I care deeply for you and Mary, but I will break fellowship over these issues. And you know, there's biblical separation. He has on his video his biblical separating to not work with the unfruitful works of darkness, to not be a part of that personal separation. The Cutting Edge, David Bay, believes all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are called to a life of separation from worldly and sinful practices. And that also in the ecclesiastical separation, that the church not ought to cooperate or fellowship with any church involved in the ecumenical movement. But also we shouldn't be, as I would add, that we should be involved in fellowship with the Illuminati or any secret society members. And those who are promoting violence. And so we need to listen to the first hour if you missed it, because we're going to go continue on interview. Lots of the what happened in the video is, if there's any way you shortwave listeners can listen tomorrow, we're going to continue on in the same fashion. I've got a lot of information I need to disclose tomorrow. ABC has come out with, on the 11th of April, they want to know how many people belong to secret societies. They've done an expose yesterday on Freemasonry. Exactly 33 was in it. It was 3 minutes long and 30 seconds. 3 minutes and 30 seconds long. Today they've done one on the Knights Templar, which was 7 minutes and 22 seconds long. Many numbers just, you know, that are coming out there left and right, and many numbers around this video. But it's very difficult what we're doing today, as it is anything when you disclose, especially, you know, when the Lord tells us if we put our children or our friends or our family above Him, then we do not deserve the kingdom of the Lord. We will not, we will lose our salvation. We will, if we put our children above Him, if we love them more than we love Him or His truth or truth, we will lose our fellowship with Him. And so we can't allow our friendships or love of family or anything to come in front of truth from the Word of God, absolute truth, and truth that's going on, especially exposing the works of darkness in our day. As we're getting more evil, the times are more perilous. The evil day that we live in that Paul talks about, we're in that day. It is getting more and more evil, faster, at such a fast pace that our heads are spinning here at the Berean Chronicles. And so we, if you want to copy this DVD, Secret Mysteries of the Foundings, let me know. But we'll be taking it off my webpage for selling because there's too much disinformation in it and too many Illuminists, high-ranking Illuminists, as the teachers in this video without it being disclosed to you. So I can't do that. I'd rather a Christian do a video to tell us about what the Illuminati's doing. And that's what I want to hear from Christians. So we've got Barbara Aho on with Watch Into Prayer to finish up the expose that she started the last hour on her study. She's done now this research with what's happening on discrediting the Bible has been going on for a long, long time, and what they're up to in this New Atlantis and with the Founding Fathers and all this kind of stuff. She's been studying and writing exposés about on her webpage for a long time. This isn't something new for her. So when she saw this video, she picked up on it very quickly. And that is why we are disclosing it today. So Barbara, do just a quick recap of the first hour and then go on. And we'll have you back on tomorrow to finish up everything that we don't get to today. Okay?
Okay. Well, in the first hour, I just went through the synopsis, the promo for this video, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, given out, it's on the Cutting Edge website. And I explained, I also quoted, identified the speakers in the video more clearly because the video does not give any clear identification of who these men really are. Then I went through the Gnostic Gospel and I want to show in this hour how the agenda of David Bay's video lines up with the Rosicrucian agenda, even though he is has this video out under the pretext of exposing the Rosicrucian agenda, that he is actually promoting it. And he's also giving these men a platform to promote it, their own agenda. And I just want to say I had a senior moment about the a mystical order, the ancient mystical order of the Rosy Cross. That's what AMORC stands for. That is the headquarters of the Rose Croix in California. And Peter Dawkins is very connected to that, probably a member. He gives credit for his research to that headquarters of the ancient mystical order of the Rosy Cross. But in this hour, I want to talk about how this Secret Mysteries is actually disinformation, and that it is helping the Rosicrucian agenda. But first, it's important that we understand that before the New World Order comes about, that there will be a period of chaos. And this is when the Judeo-Freemasons are taking down the old order. They have to destroy everything that the God of the Bible created in order to put their own order in place. And this means governments are going to come down, traditional religions are going to be destroyed, our Bible is going to be destroyed. And all of this, we believe, is going to happen in the first half of the tribulation period, the first 3.5 years. And what we believe this video is doing is destroying three different facets, or well, really three things ordained by God by associating them with the secret societies. Now, if the in this video, much is made of the United States being the New Atlantis, and you have the definite impression by the associations that are made that America really is Babylon the Great. And we believe that this is done on purpose by David Bay's video through these associations. And the logical conclusion is that, well, if America is controlled, if our American government is controlled by Freemasonry, then we must have a new government. We must overthrow the American government. And I want to quote Greg Sisminski. I guess David Bay was on his program in February, and this is from an article he wrote on February 24th in the Arctic Beacon, in which he quotes David Bay. He says, quoting David Bay, "Once the secret of how the Illuminati really operates is known, it is then up to the American people and the people of the world to stage massive uprisings and protests," said Bay, David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries, a Christian ministry designed to fight the oppression and fascism of the New World Order. He said that Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest who created the Masters of the Illuminati during the days of our country, during the days our country was first founded, felt that the teachings of Sir Francis Bacon and others could never be realized, saying a world utopia could never be created through peace and goodness, but only through violence and war. Bay said America's present-day leaders, including the Bush family, follow the Weishaupt teachings, meaning Adam Weishaupt, now grown to become the worldwide Illuminati, including the usurpation of the Vatican, as well as other major religions. Now, I heard David Bay say something very similar to this on the Alex Jones program about a week ago, where he was portraying Francis Bacon as a good Illuminist and Adam Weishaupt as a bad Illuminist, and that Sir Francis, Adam Weishaupt, more or less hijacked Francis Bacon's New Atlantis idea and proceeded to carry it out through war and violence. And the Bush family is a part of the Weishaupt philosophy. And so when you hear this kind of talk coming from Cutting Edge Ministries, this falls into the category of agitation propaganda. He is agitating for the American people and the people of the world to stage massive uprisings and protests. And, of course, this is going to lead to an overthrowing of the present government, because our present government is full of Freemasons, totally controlled by Freemasons. So he is really advocating the overthrow of the United States government. Now, we found that the video also portrays the British monarchy as deeply embedded in the Rosicrucian and the Rosicrucian at the highest levels of the Rosicrucian movement. The United Grand Lodge of England is portrayed as the world headquarters of the secret societies. And the logical conclusion is that the British monarchy needs to be overthrown. And, of course, this is a major thrust of the Merovingian conspiracy to bring the British monarchy down and also the American government down and to subjugate both Great Britain and the United States to take away our sovereignty and to subjugate us under their one world government. So,
and Barbara, we do know that Washington is full of Masons and Skull and Bones and secret societies left and right. But what should Christians do? What is the responsibility of Christians? And on my show, David Bay had said that this New World Order was set in motion a long time ago. There was no way to stop it. It was going to come about, and that as Christians, we need to go about saving souls. And that seemed like the right response. He didn't say that we should go out and start uprisings and cause a revolution.
No.
As Christians, as stated somewhat plainly on other shows. And that was what I wanted to hear. Maybe that's the reason why he said, because that's what, I mean, there is a movement out there is for Christians that, you know, that the job of Christians is to fight tyranny wherever they find it, which was posted by many Freemasons in our constitutions early on in this country. And that the Revolutionary War was funded by the Jews, and it was funded and made by the Illuminati, and it was brought about. It was a staged, propagandized war, as was the Civil War and all of our other wars, to bring about certain chaos, to bring about certain order that they want. So what is the job of Christians? What's our true responsibility in the fact that our government is satanic, our country was founded on satanic principles and has a satanic plan, and what should Christians do about that? I mean, here we are in this country. Number one, we need to understand what it is, but what should we do? I mean, that's the biggest thing difference between with you and I with the rest of alternative radio.
Yes, well, we don't have to buy into the propaganda that George Bush is a Christian and that our founding fathers were Christians. We know that's not true, and we should guard ourselves against that kind of propaganda. But, you know, the Apostle Peter wrote in one of his epistles that we are to submit ourselves to the governing authorities. And he wrote this when Israel was under, and the whole Roman world was under the rule of Nero, probably the most evil emperor in the Roman Empire, and terrible persecutions going on, terrible injustice. So we are living in a time such as that, and yet the Bible commands us to that all governments good and evil are ordained by God. We are to submit to them in matters that do not violate, where we do not violate God's law. In other words, if we're commanded not to preach the gospel, then we obey God there.
Right.
But if the governor...
if we can't pray, or if we can't, speak about God on the street corners, we'd still do. We still do what Jesus did, which gives the gospel out on the street to everyone, and and all the disciples, what they did.
Yes, but we don't buy into this idea that this is an illegitimate government, that it has no right to be in power, and that we have to join a revolutionary movement against it. That is clearly opposed to the scriptures, to the New Testament. But this is where the dominionists are leading the Christians today. And
there's many believe that it's their job to bring in the kingdom of God, that God's not going to come do it, that it's their job to do it. And they have this false notion that Christians are to get bare arms and kill and hurt and maim to do the right thing. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. And nowhere in the scripture has that ever been told in the New Testament for us to do that. And when the Lord told them in Israel to take over the promised land, that's a lot different situation, and it has nothing to do with today. And it's not the job to go to kill out the heathen in order to take over a planet for God and then bring in his Noahide laws, which is what we're seeing happening with the dominionist Calvinist movement. Okay. All right, Barbara.
Yes, most Christians do not really know where this is all leading, that it is going to have a very violent end, and that they are really supporting the agenda of this Judeo-Masonic conspiracy. But that's our job to enlighten them and hopefully to deliver some of them out of this conspiracy. But
go quickly over the speakers on the video and just quickly their connections, and then spend the next 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, the speakers on the video were Stan Monteith, member of the Council for National Policy, Bill Schneblin, a former Illuminist, Satanist, and Knight Templar, among other things. I believe he's also former Mormon. Ian Taylor, who's the head of Creation Moments, and this is one of these supposedly support the biblical account of creation, but I don't think so. Peter Dawkins is the director of and founder of the Francis Bacon Research Trust, and he has connections to the Rosicrucian order. And Buff Perry has connections with the Priory of Zion, which I'm going to go into in this next half hour. And William Still, he wrote the book, The New World Order, about the secret societies. Now, so the agenda is a threefold agenda to bring down the government of the United States, bring down the government or the British monarchy, and also, and I'm going to go into this tomorrow, bring down the King James Bible. And all of these are done through associating them with the Rosicrucians, with the occult societies. Okay, the United States is being portrayed in the video as Babylon the Great. And, of course, this goes along with many of the books that are coming out by Masons. David Ovason, Secret Architecture of the United States, associates the founding of the United States with the Freemasons and does a thorough job of proving it. The National Treasure movie, of course, revealed the Masonic foundations of the United States. And Dan Brown's upcoming novel, The Solomon Key, is supposed to do the same thing. Supposed to come out this year or next year. So you have all of these books and now David Bay's video coming out proving that the foundations of the United States of America were really Masonic and even high-level Rosicrucian. But I want to talk about this national treasure.
Now, we believe it was, Barbara, but why are they all coming out with it right now?
Well,
that's the question.
The agenda is to present the United States as an evil empire.
And it is an evil empire.
And it is.
Right. I mean, we're not against that. We believe all that. But where you go with it and what they're going to do with it and why they're promoting it so much is basically agitation and agent provocateurs to bring about disorder, to bring about violence.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true, but why are all the Illuminists coming out with all this information all of a sudden?
Well, you know, the United States is really a world power. They have to subdue us, take away our sovereignty. I went into this quite a bit in my report on the death of the Phoenix. They also want to move the Jews out of the United States into Israel. And the only way, the Jews here don't want to leave. They have it so well. But when they take down the United States, economically and, physically and in every way, then that part of the agenda will be accomplished too. And they want to establish Israel as a world power. This Priory of Zion, which is now located in Paris and is directing all of this from their headquarters there, keeping a very low profile, by the way, they are going to set up their false messiah in Israel. And the Jews from all over the world are going to be forced, basically, to go there. And that is how they are going to deceive the Jews with a Jewish messiah and set up their world order, their messianic world order there. But they have to destroy the United States, and they have to bring down the British monarchy to move Great Britain into the European Commonwealth. And so all of these, we're just in the early stages. We're just in the period where they're setting up the counterfeits. They are going to, and I'm going to get into this, put forward a false Antichrist, I believe, from Great Britain, a member of the British monarchy. And this false Antichrist will be a decoy during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. When the real Antichrist rises to the throne of Israel in mid-tribulation, he will cast the false Antichrist and the false prophet into a lake of fire and destroy them. And then he will be heralded as the Christ. And, of course, he will be Jewish in the whole world, and he will be a worker of miracles. And so there are just an awful lot of counterfeits that are being put forward now by these disinformers to keep the masses ignorant and thinking that they know what the conspiracy is when they really do not know. It is a massive and very organized and very clandestine operation that's going on. And so, but I wanted to go into a little bit about who this Buff Perry is, who is in the video. And I want to use the National Treasure movie as kind of a starting point for that. But before I go to Buff Perry, I want to talk about William Still. Now, you remember in the National Treasure that there was a treasure that they were all hunting for. And this is what all of this Merovingian literature and, the films have to do with is quests and treasures, and it's just a huge whodunit, a mystery detective operation where we're were, you know, just following, being led around by the nose to find these treasures and unravel these mysteries. But in his book, The New World Order, William Still put forward, I think, what is one theory of what this national treasure is. And I'm reading from his book. There is some controversy over why New Atlantis was never published in Bacon's lifetime, although most authorities believe it was unfinished. Manly Hall offers another interesting view. The book was actually completed but was never published in full form because it told too much. The final sections of Bacon's fable are said to have revealed the entire pattern of the secret societies, which had been working for thousands of years to achieve the ideal commonwealth in the political world. Bacon formulated a complex and far-reaching plan to reorder the world and everything in it. And then he went on to say, Bacon wrote a sequel, or at least a second part, to New Atlantis that included comprehensive details and timetables of how the great plan should be accomplished. It is well known, now he's quoting Manly P. Hall, it is well known among the secret societies of Europe that the second part of the New Atlantis does exist. And then the initiated faithful believe that this secret document still exists and was brought to Jamestown in 1653 by his descendant Nathaniel Bacon. Nathaniel Bacon is said to have buried his ancestors' material in the new capital of Virginia and then in Williamsburg in a great vault beneath the tower center of the first brick church in Bruton Parish. This is now known as the Bruton Vault and has been the subject of great speculation and treasure hunting ever since. So here we see that Francis Bacon, they claim, wrote two volumes of the New Atlantis, and the second volume is buried here in Williamsburg, in the United States, in Williamsburg, Virginia. And so that is one possible theory for what is the national treasure. But even more than that, well, certainly this second volume of New Atlantis is going to come out in one of the next videos in David Bay's video series. And what on earth is going to be in that New Atlantis? What information is going to be there? There are just all kinds of possibilities here for surprises. Okay, now another theory about a lost treasure comes from Lewis Buff Perry. Now, in Holy Blood, Holy Grail, there is a picture of a monument in England called the Shrugborough Monument. And it seems that this Shrugborough monument is very important. It has an inscription on it that cryptographers have never been able to decode. But this Lewis Buff Perry has apparently been able to decode it. Now, there's a contest going on and a number of people are, cryptographers have been submitting their results, then their theories. But the London Times had an article in November of 2004 titled, The Code King Cracks the Monumental Mystery. Now, there's differences of opinion whether or not this Code King is actually Lewis Buff Perry. But Buff Perry is mentioned in the London Times article as having almost exactly the same theory as this Code King, except he thinks the treasure is located in Israel. But basically, the rest of his theory is the same. But I'm going to read to you what the London Times says about this. This treasure, I'm not reading yet. The stone, the Shrugborough Monument inscription points to a hidden place somewhere in North America where is hidden a stone tablet that was handed down from the Old Testament prophet Jacob. And this was a talisman for a secret society known as the Priory of Zion. Now, we have some information on our website on this stone tablet. It is the Stone of Destiny, and this Stone of Destiny is going to be used to validate who is the true Messiah during their new age. Now, of course, we know that Jacob never, sent his descendants, never brought a stone tablet. This was supposed to be Jacob's pillow or Jacob's pillar, and it's become a talisman for these Merovingians. But here again, they're inventing fables. But so this priory, or this Stone of Destiny, according to the decoded message on the Shrugborough Monument, points to the fact that this Stone of Destiny was brought to the United States, or rather to Nova Scotia. And if you remember in the Death of the Phoenix, that Nova Scotia was named Arcadia, and that this was where Henry Sinclair first brought the Grail. And this was 100 years before Columbus discovered the New World. So this this Stone of Destiny, according to this message, was brought to the New World, to Nova Scotia. And so some French navigator was bringing the Stone of Destiny back to the Priory of Zion. I believe this was in the mid-18th century, or the 17th century. And in the process of bringing this Stone of Destiny back to France, he was intercepted by this George Anson, who had the Shrugborough Monument on his grounds in England, had built the Shrugborough Monument. And this George Anson is believed, according to the London Times, to be a member of the Priory of Zion. And the Shrugborough Monument is has a sculpture of Poussin's painting with the inscription "Et in Arcadia Ego," which means "It is in Arcadia," meaning the Holy Grail. Okay, so Anson captured the French ship, and he brought the tablet. Hello?
Just a second, Barbara. So the Holy Grail, of course, we want to make sure there's so many of us out here that haven't seen the Da Vinci Code yet and read all of it. The Holy Grail is basically Mary Magdalene's bones, or what?
Well, it seems like they make it whatever they want it to be. But, you know, I've thought, you know, some people think it's the Ark of the Covenant. But they could make it anything, this Stone of Destiny, and then claim it was Jacob's pillow. The Grail, yeah, can be the womb of Mary Magdalene, proving that Jesus and Mary Magdalene had children. This is the theme of the Da Vinci Code and all of the Merovingian literature. What they are getting at is what all of these documentaries today are trying to prove, that Jesus was not really God, that he was a man like us, that he had married and fathered children, and that this bloodline is now living, and that the man with the most pure blood from Jesus, or what they do with this whole... Now, parts of some of the Merovingians, like Pierre Plantard, have denied that they're the bloodline of Jesus. What they really want to establish is that they were the bloodline of Solomon. And, who knows, this may come out in David Bay's video, too. But this is where all of this is leading. And these Merovingian Jews will use these all of this as evidence that they have the bloodline of the Messiah, and that their Messiah, their descendant from King Solomon, has the right to rule the world from Jerusalem. So this Lewis Buff Perry, reading from the London article, one of the French ships captured by Anson was carrying a tablet recovered from an earlier hiding place in America. The stone tablet covered in ancient writing is said to have been handed down from the lost tribe of Benjamin in Israel and to have been a treasured item for the Templars and subsequently for the Priory of Zion and followers of the Jacobite cause. A second paper from Lewis Buff Perry, a Canadian writer, uses similar arguments but suggests instead that the inscription indicates a hiding place for the tablet in Hebron, Israel, at the tomb of the patriarchs. Now, this ties Lewis Buff Perry in with these high-level Merovingians. He is working for the Priory of Zion, the headquarters of the directorate of all secret societies worldwide, but this never comes out in David Bay's Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And yet they put this man out there on the video as a major speaker, never telling who he is. All they say is that he is an intelligence advisor and a cryptographer. Something on that order. Okay, so here we have presented another mystery, and what is this Lewis Buff Perry really going to be used for in David Bay's video series to present another discovery, perhaps on the order of Jesus being married to Mary Magdalene and fathering this Merovingian bloodline. So we really don't know what to expect in these upcoming videos. I believe David Bay said that his first few videos were going to be very secular and then the final one was going to be Christian. Well, we'll have to see about that. But a lot of damage can be done in those first three videos. Now, there is also a theory that since no original manuscripts of Shakespeare have ever been found, that Sir Francis Bacon buried them somewhere to be found at some time in the future. So not only has Sir Francis Bacon's second volume of New Atlantis been buried somewhere to be discovered at a later date, now they're saying that the manuscripts that are supposed to have been written by Shakespeare, which they don't believe Shakespeare wrote, they're buried somewhere, that Francis Bacon buried them somewhere, and that this location of Francis Bacon's buried manuscripts is in Nova Scotia again. They call it the Oak Island Money Pit, and it's a deep pit about 180 feet deep in Nova Scotia, and people have tried to reach this treasure, and it just seems to defy all of their efforts. But it seems to me that these original manuscripts of Shakespeare's works are going to be miraculously discovered, and it will be found that Sir Francis Bacon really wrote them. And I don't know, maybe that's the secret book in David Bay's library. Maybe it's the second volume of New Atlantis. Who knows? But very closely allied with this possibility is the possibility that it will be discovered, possibly possibly Francis Bacon also buried manuscripts of the King James, the original King James Bible, and that they will be used to prove that he was one of the translators, or what Manly P. Hall said in his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, where he states, William T. Smedley writes, "It will eventually be proved that the whole scheme of the authorized version of the Bible was Francis Bacon's." And what we are all wondering is, will David Bay's video series actually prove, or is it, of course they can't prove it, but, you know, they invent all of these fables, and then they plant all of these so-called manuscripts, and then they have them discovered, and it's all over the news worldwide, and everyone believes it. And so we're just wondering if that's what's going to come, if David Bay's video will be part of proving what William T. Smedley and Manly P. Hall said would be proven at some time in the future. So I don't, how much time do I have, Kelly?
About 7 minutes here.
Okay. Okay, well, tomorrow I'm going to go into a lot of the writings of Peter Dawkins and how I believe this video series is going to be a setup to discredit the 1611 authorized version of the Bible as a translation done by Francis Bacon, that he, to say that he inserted geometric codes in the King James Bible, but also to discredit the King James Bible in other ways. But I wanted to say some more about the agenda to bring down the British monarchy. You know, Cutting Edge publishes, or I'm sorry, they sell books such as The Antichrist in a Cup of Tea, which portray Prince Charles of Wales as the Antichrist. And then I'm reading from a promo for this book, which was written by Tim Cohen. And there you have Tim Cohen is Jewish. The Antichrist in a Cup of Tea uniquely offers hard evidence concerning the identity of the Antichrist of Bible prophecy, who appears to be Prince Charles of Wales. The book also details the British monarchy's century-long conspiracy for a new world order using the Order of the Garter, which is the core leadership of the Priory of Sion, the Knights Templar, the Rosicrucians, the English and French Freemasons, and the Illuminati, as well as the overarching committee of 300. Now, this whole book is disinformation. The British monarchy and the Knights is not... Order of the Garter is not the core leadership of the Priory of Zion and these other secret societies. Rather, the Priory of Zion is the core leadership of all of these secret societies. But they do want to set up Great Britain as the location from which the Antichrist will come. Now, also, in the first part of this presentation on the King James Version and the part that Francis Bacon, they want to claim he played in that translation, I went through the ongoing battle between Scotland and Great Britain during the medieval Middle Ages. And it's very interesting that England, the Scots, when the Knights Templars were driven out of Europe, they went to Scotland, and England had a very bad time controlling what was going on in Scotland with all of the Druidry and the witchcraft. And so they brought Scotland, of course, under King James, they brought Scotland into the Commonwealth, then Great Britain under King James. And but before that, the Scots were at war against England. And I found it very interesting that the Battle of Stirling Bridge was a major Scottish battle in which they defeated the English in 1297. This is the battle that was portrayed in the movie Braveheart, where William Wallace led over 15,000 Scots to victory over the English army at Stirling Bridge. And that happened on September 11 in 1297.
Whoa.
Now, I came across a listing of all of the events that happened on September 11. And I believe this was in the Wikipedia or something on that order. But September 11 in 1999 is regarded as the 6,000th anniversary of Adam's creation on the Jewish calendar. In other words, on September 11, 1999, the Jews started their calendar 6,000 years before that. So, in 1999, on September 11, they celebrated the 6,000th anniversary of Adam's creation. And I want to read some of the other dates that happened, the events that happened on September 11.
Well, we're going to have to do that tomorrow, okay, Barbara? Because we are out of time. That's a good place to start, just a good tickler for people to come back. You know, I get emails from the Temple Institute, and they keep saying it's 5,970 or something like that. So there's different people with different times on that, huh? Which group is saying that 1999 was the 6,000th year, I wonder?
I'll have to find that out.
Okay, because lots of different dates come from that. You can't hardly figure out which date they're going by, those. Well, Barbara, I appreciate your hard work. Stay on the line, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Berean Chronicles. And you don't want to miss exposing that this agenda is to discredit and disclaim your truth, the Word of God, the King James Bible. So be back with us tomorrow with more of the Berean Chronicles.